What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast. I'm your host, Rosemary Nay, and I'm super excited to be back in front of the microphone with you this week. So, long time no see. I'm still trying to figure this out of the best days for me to record. I have been getting y'all's messages on Instagram. Some of you are recent new listeners of the pod. A lot of you are OGs and just kind of always reach out to me and tell me how the podcast has been benefiting you. And I am so grateful. I'm thankful that you still rock with me. I recently did an episode probably about 2 weeks ago. And I realized in that episode that I did a lot of venting. So this episode is a check-in podcast. It probably won't be long, but I wanted to kind of tell you all a little bit that I have been kind of pondering over, processing with friends a lot, processing with God a lot about the direction of this podcast. And I know that I've kind of made mention of it, and either if you're tired of hearing about it, it's fine. But I always like to be fully transparent on these spaces and share with you in real time kind of the way I process things, how I deal with things. I get that compliment a lot on my Instagram around sharing practical ways on how I process difficulties and challenges. And so in the podcast, I did in fact delete the podcast because I realized that it wasn't a good representation of where I am currently. And also I was pretty honest in that podcast, but I also realized that I had a lot of feelings that I had not processed. And out of respect for this platform and people that listen, I do want to be honest and also respectful. And when I say respectful of like the time I need to sometimes think through things. And not to say no one disrespects that, but like giving myself the respect to process stuff. And so this is a check-in podcast just to kind of tell you all where I have been and also what I'm planning on doing. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, I can be a little bit more consistent with recording, getting episodes out to you, because I have so many good things I want to share with you all that I've been kind of pondering over. And so in the podcast, I kind of talked a little bit about how I was struggling around how the direction of this podcast has gone and what I'm wanting to do. So I changed the name of the podcast from Therapy as a Christian to God and Mental Health, because the premise of Therapy as a Christian kind of felt like it was pigeonholing me into talking about therapy and forcing me as a therapist, as a licensed therapist, to show up as a mental health expert. And I realized just kind of as I changed the podcast name, which was a big shift for me, I had been pondering about that for a year, that I don't want to show up as the expert. Like, I genuinely don't, y'all. And I've been struggling with kind of feel like I had to marry myself to that, because with a degree of this podcast, there is a level of influence. And I struggled with that because I feel like, and sometimes influence, you become like an important person in people's eyes. And I just don't want that to be me. I have grappled with losing momentum of recording this podcast on a weekly basis for you for over a year, because I feel like I was in process. And a lot of what I realized from that time last year, when I was kind of in my wilderness season with God, was that I had married so much of my identity to who I show up as on social media. And I really feel like I lost a lot of what I feel like I wanted to do. Having had started this podcast freshly married, I was probably about 8 months into marriage when I started this podcast. I have had, at that point, been married 2 years, got pregnant. We went through a global pandemic, and have had 2 kids. My life has transitioned so much over the course of time of keeping up with weekly recording, that by the time I had my second son and prepared for maternity leave for him, if you go back maybe about 10 episodes, it's when I had did my maternity leave podcasts, I realized that I just was burnt out. I was burnt out of sharing and coming up with podcast content and trying to figure out business and trying to grapple with now having 2 kids, a husband, a home. You know, just the natural things that we do in life when we're in transition. And I didn't feel like I was doing a good job. I feel like my relationship with God was, I was having a lot of patterns that were showing up with him. And it's very hard at times to feel as though you're a voice for people or sharing things about the Lord, or people look up to you in a way and feel as though you're not being fully yourself. And so for me, I feel like I was losing passion for recording because I was juggling so many hats with being a mama too. And not to say that the world puts pressure on you, but I think there's an expectancy in a way when you show up in spaces and again, people listen to you. And I was really struggling with that. At one point last year, my podcast hit like 1 million downloads of all time. And I just was like, God, I'm in the middle of a season where I'm not even recording and this podcast hits 1 million downloads and I'm not even wanting to do it anymore. And so I'm really, really going to move past this part of kind of talking to you all about this after this episode. I'm really planning to like put this to rest. But I just wanted to kind of transparently show what it looks like when you're just in process. And so I had, at the top of the year, I had asked the Lord, you know, what do you want me to do with the podcast? I was really struggling. And he basically told me to steward it. He said, steward it. Very simply, very softly, and very much so like the ball is in your court. You do what you have with what's in front of you. And I kind of also felt the weight of my natural desire at times when things get challenging is to throw everything away. I'll just be honest. And that was coming up for me a lot. I was like, well, I'll just throw it away. Like, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to show up like this anymore. I don't have to be the expert. I don't have to be the mental health expert. I don't have to do this. I was kind of telling my friends it. And I was going through that over the last couple of months. And that stewarded command has forced me to reconsider and come back to it. Kind of like, what's the last thing God told you to do? You'd be like, Lord, what do you want me to do? It's like, what's the last thing I told you to do? And so I revisited this vision of what I want this podcast to be with the Lord. I did a day with God. If you follow me on Instagram, please follow me on Instagram because that's where I post. I've tried to do TikTok, y'all. I can't get into it, sis. And plus, TikTok is too distracting for me, baby. I will be on there for hours. So I did a day with God. And typically, I do these with the Lord to kind of just process my thoughts out. And I basically told him, you know, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm thinking about doing. However, I need you to help me know what I need to focus on. And I kind of went back through, okay, why do I want to do this podcast? Who do I want to serve? Why is this important to me? Like, what is it about mental health, the conjunction of faith with mental health, that is important to me? And I realized that I started my podcast because I was in a place where, when I was absolutely struggling in my own mental health journey, no one was talking about faith. No one was talking about mental health. No one was talking about, this was like 2018. So this was before the pandemic, years before faith and mental health had become kind of like, you know, very, I won't say popular, but more of a common conversation. And we realized through the pandemic just how much mental health is important, which, I'll be honest with y'all, it's still a stigma. It's still very much so something that people struggle with approaching. And so for me, my end goal is that people feel like God is a part of their mental health story. However, they know their mental health or any struggles or things that they experience does not overshadow or take Jesus out of his spot. My goal overall is to help people to see that Jesus still sits in the seat of authority in our lives. And also that we have mental health struggles. And that could look very simply as, you struggle with anxiety, have went through maybe a season of depression. You may have lost someone. You may have struggled with abuse. You may be struggling with parenting. You may be struggling with just perfectionism, all those topics. And you feel discouraged. You feel like you lack community. You feel like you want to understand mental health on a personal level, just the basics of it. You might be in the middle of a trial. You might feel very ashamed. You may be transitioning into something. You may have gone to counseling and become very self-aware. You may be trying to build the disciplines that you realize that you didn't have. And you may be healing in some capacity. But you're also very open to being corrected by the Lord and like bringing him into that. And so I want to describe what I want this podcast to look like. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So as I did my day with God, I really asked him, like, okay, when I think about mental health and God and mental health, this brand to me represents, you know, more of a movement of sorts, kind of almost like I want people to have the mind space that their mental health is something that they're going to be always working on, kind of almost very similar to physical health. How there are doctors that take care of us physically, but also within our relationship with God, we are always grappling with bringing these things to him. And I felt like being the expert or showing up as the expert to me didn't sit well with me because I'm a very personable person. One of my core values is approachability. I want to always be approachable. That is one of my core values within, you know, showing up online is approachability, because I realized that I really want relatability in this space. So on this podcast going forward, especially with the name change, I also knew a lot of people didn't even know the name change, which is fine. I haven't marketed it at all, sis. But I want to share personal stories with myself, things that I'm personally going through and or experiencing. I realize that my story is also very limited. So I'm going to talk about topics. Topics are going to be around the lines of things that I am hearing my clients share, things that I feel are very important. One of my other values that is very important to me, my personal values, is wisdom. And I realize that wisdom can sometimes be something that we're seeking out answers when we're looking for information or educating ourselves. And so we're seeking out answers. And so one of my ways that I want to share answers or share things is topical things. So like, I just did a reel on Instagram talking about decision fatigue. And I realized that a lot of people had never heard of a decision fatigue, which again, something I didn't know. I realized that is something I want to talk about. I want to talk about these topics that we may not understand are actual. I think what I do want to say is, especially in the religious space, we have an enemy that is fighting us. And also we have to kind of look at things for face value of what it is. Like, it may just really be not always the enemy, but that we're really just needing a break, or we're really just burnt out. And we put a lot of weight on, you know, that. And I'm saying this in a way that's not negating that we have an actual enemy that is really trying to take us down. But also, I want to talk about these topics and make them very easy to understand, because it really may just be that we need wisdom. The other way that I want to show up on this podcast is testimonial. I am really trying hard to figure out a way to interview more people. My schedule is just really, really busy, y'all, with working full time. I have one day in the middle of the week that I can dedicate to actually doing this podcast. And so that's what my goal is to try to find a way to bring more testimonies and testimonials into this space. I have a lot of people that reach out to me. I get pitches for authors and speakers and different types of people who are experts in their space to speak on the podcast. I even get a lot of messages from y'all about speaking on the podcast, and I'm trying to not ignore them. I promise you I'm not, but I also am trying to be very mindful of how I fit that in my schedule to do. And so I want to bring more testimonials on here of people who are doing the work and actually have done the work and, you know, hear their story. I think that testimonies are extremely important, and I think that they are a very important value piece to just the podcast space in general. And then lifestyle things, things that I do, things that I think are helpful. I did a kind of a mini poll with some people on Instagram and just pretty much asked them what they enjoyed seeing from me. And a lot of them were really just talking about living your life, but they really said they really enjoyed the practical things of just also how to maintain. Like, what ways do you maintain this? How do you process a lot of the stuff that you're thinking about? I'm a naturally reflective person. Because of that, I think that I try my best to reflect and move. I used to reflect and sit, and it was like very paralyzing emotionally at times, but I reflect and move at the same time. And so this is my chance to do that for you, is just share lifestyle things. I want to create a lot of merch for this, like merchandise that you can purchase for this brand of, and just things that you feel proud to wear, especially as it relates to being a believer that is, you know, passionate about their own personal and mental health, things that you can feel proud of. And so the other thing I want to talk through is, you know, I want to have some experts on here that really bring things to the table And again, I think this is a space that, I'll be honest with y'all, I have struggled to be honest, like the enemy has really tried to make me feel as though it's not worth me coming back. Or I've said too much on this podcast that turns people off. Like, I know that there were a couple episodes where I said some cuss words on them a couple episodes ago. And that really bothered some people. And I get it. I mean, to each its own. I understand everybody has their own preference on stuff. But I think that I want to show up in this space authentically. And I want to also evolve with you. If there are things that God checks me on, I have no issue bringing them to this space and kind of being very open about that. If there are things that I feel as though I did too much, I'll be happy to pull it down. Because I also think that your heart is in this and, you know, people have very much so their choice to listen or not to listen. And that's totally fine. And I think that the other thing is, I will not back down from things that are said, even if they're not liked, or even if they're not something that, you know, there's something I'm still evolving to look for or evolving to do or work on as a means to like stop. And so I get people have things to say and it's fine. But also, I really want to be respectful to this space and honor the fact that I really want to do this because God told me to, just to be honest. And so stewardship is what he has given me in this season to do. And I want to do that. So I'm going to try my best. Y'all please bear with me. I am trying to do my best to try to show up. But I will not compromise my family or, you know, my own mental health for that reason. And so learning to transition through the ebbs and flows of things is something that we all are trying to learn. And I just want to stay on top of that. So this is my like check-in podcast. If you listen and you find that it was useful, please share it with someone, but also, definitely be on the lookout for more things I'm going to do. I really am having my friends hold me accountable too, which I appreciate them so much. And I think that you will find that I'm having some really good things come for you. So if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. Shoot me a DM, sis. Follow me on Instagram. That is where I show up the most. That is where I share the most. That's where I talk the most. It's where you see me most of the time. If you're not an Instagram girly or guy, I get it, sis. That's fine. But follow me on Instagram at Riza Renee. I'm going to be starting my email list up soon. So whenever you listen to this episode, if you look in the show notes and you see an email link, be sure to join my email list. And I will be hoping to connect with you all soon. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week and I will talk to you soon. Bye.